The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, this we've been looking at engaging, you know, talking about angelic ministry under the broad topic that we are studying, oikos. And that oikos simply means the house of God. And what led us to this issue we are dealing with now is the fact that, you know, we have explained and established, okay, that the house of God, wherever God is, angels ascend and descend. Remember I told you that? Wherever you find God, there's always angelic activity. Wherever you find God. And because God lives in the believer, it is normal to find angels walking around us. And I've told you, and I'm saying it again, one of the greatest revelations you should have is the activity and the ministry of angels. If you understand how angels walk, how angels function, how angels operate, okay, to a very large extent, you'll be able to understand how much help God has made available for you. How much help. That's why I was announcing it yesterday to us in church. We are not without help, actually. There is so much help that has been made available for you, that has been made available for me in Christ Jesus. One of such help is angelic ministry. And yesterday we were looking at the fact that these angels, one of the things they do is that they are there to fight. They are there to fight. They are there to fight for us. And that's why the believer must not shy away from battles. You should actually fight. As a matter of fact, I showed you yesterday, God knew that you will be fighting a lot of battles in this life. And that's why he positioned war angels that would fight with you whenever you need to fight. I feel what I'm talking about. I was already looking at this yesterday. Maybe let me just refresh your mind a little. You know, I gave you some example about how angels serve as a war host. For instance, when it was time to take down Jericho, there was an angel that came in Joshua chapter 5 and told Joshua, "I am the commander of the Lord's army." So that angel was the one that played a role in taking down the city called Jericho. I feel what I'm talking about. And so there were angelic activities in those days. You know, they helped them fight their battles. Okay? And I gave you an example that when it was time for David to fight Goliath, he spoke and introduced God as the Lord of hosts. That's 1 Samuel 17 verse 45. He told Goliath, "You're coming to me with all this, your stuff, but then I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." And we're looking at that word, Lord of hosts, yesterday, or that phrase, explaining that it actually means, when you see the Lord talk about the Lord of hosts, talking about the Lord that commands his angels to battle. Do you remember I told you that yesterday? But if I check out the translations of this verse, NLT of this, King James said the Lord of hosts. NLT said, David replied to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies." Problem message, the Lord of heaven's armies. Glory to God. Message said, "You come at me with sword and spear and battle axe, and I come to you in the name of God of the angel armies." So I'm trying to show you that when it was time to take down Goliath, what we saw in the physical was that David used a sling at him. But actually, David knew that this was God's battle. And I can tell you emphatically, angels played a role in that battle. How do you guide a stone to get to someone's face? How do you guide a stone? And how much force did that stone have to pierce in and to kill that man at that point? I know what I'm talking about, friends. So there were angelic activities in that battle. And that's why, again, I say, whenever there is a battle that rises in your family, do not cry. Do not shy away. Face it. You can actually fight and win. You can fight and win. What I've actually seen is that the reason why many people are defeated is because nobody is actually fighting. Let me say this to you. One of the greatest, thank you, Holy Ghost, one of the greatest things Satan wants to do to you is to make sure you don't fight. Because he knows that once you fight, we win. Resist the devil and he will flee. Satan has only one answer to the believer's resistance. And that is to flee. So what he is banking on is that you'll be silent. What he's banking on is that you'll be passive. Are you following me this evening? What he's banking on is that you will stop. Because he knows that if you keep fighting and keep pushing, you're going to win. That's why, you know, one of the reasons is because he knows that once you get, into battle, you find that the angels are there to fight with you. So there are war angels that fight with us. In 2 Kings chapter 6, I'm just refreshing your mind on yesterday, verse 16, you know, Elisha was surrounded by an army. But then, of course, chapter 15, and he was so relaxed. You know, one of the things that we're trusting the Lord for in this stages of light is revelation. Revelation can keep you calm in the midst of the storm. For instance, there's something Elisha knew that Gehazi didn't, the servant did not know. Amen. The servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, and host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, alas, my master, what shall we do? So he was panicking, Elisha was relaxed. It is revelation that keeps you relaxed. What did Elisha know that this man did not know? He knew that there were angels surrounding them. So that's why we all can have the same problem. And we all will react differently. It's a matter of what I know that you don't know. I feel I'm talking about. If you know what I know, you'll be calm the way I'm calm. So why the guy was panicking in verse 16? Elijah said, well, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. The guy was also getting it. Elijah said, Father, open his eyes. And then he just opened his sway, host that compassed about them. Amen. And I'm going to touch this scripture again today in our study as we proceed. Are you see here? So you look at all of that. So angels serve as deliverers. They are there to fight. They are there to deliver us. In Zechariah, I think that's chapter 6, verse 1. You see them introduce. You see the Bible talk about chariots of war. I turned and lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains. So there were four chariots. They all had different colors, if you read down. And these are war angels that are ready to fight for and with the believer at every time. Right? So you should know that they serve as deliverers. In Acts chapter 12, verse 5, Peter was in prison and the church prayed. And Peter came out in Genesis 19 and verse 15, when Sodom was going to be destroyed, two angels were sent. As they were trying to lead Lot and the rest out of the city, they were wasting time. When the morning rose, the angel says to Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the kingdom of the city. Verse 16. And while he lingered, so he was wasting time, the men laid upon his hand, and upon that of his wife, and upon that of his two daughters, and not being merciful to them. So the guys held them and dragged them out. So because they were wasting time, and that was about to be set on fire. That already begins to tell you that it was not God's will that people should perish in this city. But that's the story of another day. Because if you go to previous verses, before this verse 16, they already told Lot, is there anybody in this city that can go with you? Go and invite all of them. And Lot was talking to all of them, they refused. The men said unto Lot, Has thou here any besides son-in-law, thy sons, thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in this city, bring them out. So they told him, anybody that you can save, save them. So that was God's position, but God actually came to save. And if you read the next verse, when Lot went to talk to his in-laws and all of that, they were mocking him. So the reason they were destroyed was because they refused to respond to the deliverance that God brought. I get the point. So if there was anybody that at least believed what the Lord was saying, he would have been free. I follow what I'm saying. I'm trying to show you that when you are in trouble, God's position is to help you out. So what does he do? He sends angels, and then you have to cooperate with those angels to be fine. Are you following me? You have to cooperate with those angels to be fine. And so you observe those guys held his hands and led him out of that city. And led him out of that city. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I showed in Daniel 4 verse 13 that angels were called watchers. And I'm going to say a few things about that this evening. They are called watchers. He said, I saw in the visions of my head, behold, upon my head, okay, of my head on my, upon my bed, and behold, a watcher, an holy one came down from heaven. A watcher. So there are angels that we call watchers. There are, I don't know whether that's their names, but angels that watch. Because I'm very careful with naming things that God did not name. Amen. We're just called a watcher. Okay, God, there was a holy one, an angel that came from heaven. He was watching over that city. Go to verse, go to another translation. King James said it's a watcher. You notice this one, NLT just called him a messenger, a holy one coming down from heaven. Amen. Amplify just said a watcher, a holy one. He was an angel. But that calling him a watcher talked about his job description. Message called him a holy watchman. I get the point. So I kind of believe that in your family, for instance, in your village, there are angels that have been placed to oversee what is going there. And it's not just what I think. The Bible tells us in Psalm 91, he shall give his angels charge over the. In other words, he shall instruct his angels on what to do. And part of those instructions is that he instructs them to be able to watch over you, to watch over your family, to keep you in all your ways. So there are angels that have a divine instruction, a divine mandate, a divine assignment to watch over your family. To make sure that things don't go wrong. To make sure that you don't lose your battles. There are angels that have that responsibility. And somebody is going to answer, how are we sure? One thing must realize is this. I just heard the Holy Ghost talk about this. It is better you understand angelic presence by revelation instead of understanding it by experience. Look, hear what I say now. Understand that angels are present around you by revelation and not just experience. What do I mean by that? Do not wait until your eyes open and you see angels flying up and down. You say, wow, I know that God is here because I saw them. That is still low. That is still kindergarten knowledge. The right way to have to understand that angels are working with you is because the word of God says so and you take it hook, line, and sinker. The reason is simple. 99.9% of the times that angels are walking around, you will not see them. You know what I said? Majority of the time that an angel will be working for you, you will not see them. That means if you base all your knowledge of knowing that angels are here based on what you see, you always miss out of that of the help. Because we're waiting to see. You won't always see. Are you what I'm talking about, friends? For instance, around Elisha and Gehazi, there we are. An innumerable company around them. But they didn't see. So God told Elisha prayed and asked God to open Gehazi's eyes and be the servants so that the servants can see. But whether the servants saw or not, we are those guys there. Yes. So it's better you operate at the level of Elisha, not the level of his servants. Elisha was operating from a place of revelation. I don't need to see these angels that are here. I know they are here. So God, I beg, open his eyes so that you will see. So whether you've seen or not, I'm telling you, over your household, once you are born again, over your household, there are angels that have been instructed to watch over you and your home. And don't wait until you see before you know. Blessed, the Bible says, are those who do not see, but they believe. Amen. And that was the problem with Thomas. I will not agree until I see. Until I put my hand where they pierced him. Until I put my hand where they pierced, decide where they pierced him. That's Thomas' problem. That's the way many of us are today. The angels are working for you. You really don't really believe because you've not seen. I don't need to see. God's word is enough. Because I say it again. Majority of the time that angels are walking around you, you will not see them. You will not see. All those visions of angels that you sometimes are just there to help your faith. To just let you know. Because actually, whether you see them or not, angels are walking around you. And many times they'll be walking, you will not see. Many times you will not see. Are you still here? Like now in this place, there's angelic presence here. Mighty one. He says, how do you know? Now, I could share a vision I'm having now with you. But whether I have that, share that vision with you or not, I know. I get what I'm talking about. I know. If I'm sleeping, I know that there are angels that do not sleep around me. I don't need to see. Now, if I see them, glory to God, I appreciate God, but I don't really need that vision to know. I just know. I just know. Because, you know, the thing about it, you know, I think we read that yesterday. Hebrews 13 verse 2 tells us that sometimes we can even encounter angels unawares. Meaning that angels can be around you and you will not know they are dead. Are you know what I'm talking about? They are there. All around you. The same way demons can be around you. Because demons are fallen angels. So angels are always around. Remember again, sir, how am I sure angels are around me at all times? What of when I'm traveling? How am I sure they're there? Have you not read Psalm 34 verse 7? The angels of the Lord encamp. Please emphasize on the word camp. You know what camping means? Encamp around them that fear him. Encamp. They are camped there. So wherever you are, they are camped. You know what a camp meeting is? The angels are having camp meeting around you all the time. So you can be sure that they are available to assist. Are you following what I'm saying? Always, they encamp around those that fear him. Put up like another translation of this. They encamp around those that fear him. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. Glory to God. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. A guard. Put up like Amplified Classic. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. So once you're a child of God, and once you are born again, you are never alone. It's good I explained this without start praying. Did you read this message? Say, God's angel sets up a circle of protection around us while we pray. So that there is a circle of protection around you at all times. And you better know this by revelation. Don't wait until your eyes open to see. Yesterday, there were a lot of awesome things that happened there. I received a few testimonies about even people that went into it, that saw visions in the course of this meeting yesterday and all of that. More of that will start happening this evening. But listen, as beautiful as those visions you're going to see will be, please believe that something is happening to you and with you because of what I'm saying beyond those visions you're going to see. There will be visions, so God works those things out. But then I'd like you to know by revelation that there is strong angelic help around you. That once you begin to pray and deal with things, there are angels that are willing to go to war with you. Are you following me? And let me say a little thing before, tomorrow we'll continue with that, about how to engage angelic ministry, because there's something I've been trying to show you. If angels are camped around us at all times, what of the days we are defeated? Where we are dead? What of the days that things went wrong? Where we are dead? Why didn't they get to work on those days? This is why I want to show you there is a way to engage angelic ministry. There's a way to engage that ministry. Remember, I think this is a good time to say it. One way not to engage angelic ministry. One way not to engage angelic ministry is to actually ask angels to do anything for you. Remember again, you don't pray to angels. Do you remember I said that yesterday? You don't pray. Angel Raphael. Mm-mm, that's wrong. That's not in the Bible. You'll never find that in the Bible. Angel Michael, do this. Mm-mm. Angels attended to Daniel. We saw it. We're still going to see it again today. But Daniel never called out to any angel. So how do I engage angelic ministry? Psalm 103 and verse 20. Psalm 103 and verse 20. Please, let's read together. Everybody, are you ready? Do you have your voice this evening? Let's go together. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So angels hearken to the voice of the word of God. And so how I like explaining this is this. When you give the word of God a voice, angels will act. So in my note, I actually said, and I'll explain this further tomorrow, angels respond to sounds. They respond to words. So angels will not act. If something is going wrong around you and you say nothing, you are not going to have any angelic activity. Angels will be there, but nothing is going to happen. So that's why when we read Daniel 10:11, put it up today, please, again. You see what the angel told Daniel when he arrived. And he said unto me, O Daniel, A man greatly beloved of God and loved this. Go to the next verse, verse 12. Read it to me, everybody. Then say thee unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words we are heard. And I am come for thy words. What brought the angel? What Daniel was saying. So it is what you say. This is why you are going to pray today. Because the words you speak in prayer will activate angels around you. So when there is a problem and you do not pray, angels will be there and things will go wrong. There are servant spirits, remember, sent to assist you. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when something is happening and you just keep quiet, you just stay calm. Say, no, I'm good. No. What is going to happen is there'll just be all around you, angels want to attend to you, but they can't. So when you talk, when you go to prayer, when you speak in prayer, angels get to walk. You see that example I give you all the time? In Matthew 26 verse 53, I've given that example more than 5 times since I said it on the first day. Jesus said unto them in verse 53, he said, don't you know that I can ask my Father and he will send me 12 legions of angels? Verse 53. 12 legions. In other words, Jesus was saying, there are over 12 legions of angels here. But we read in the story, those 12 legions did not interrupt the cross. They did not do anything to those guys tormenting Jesus. Why? Jesus did not pray to his Father. That's why, again, if I digress a little, you'll learn that the death of Jesus, he was not forced. He gave himself willingly for us. Because if he wanted to escape, he said one prayer could release 12 legions. And you know what 12 legions are? Amplified Classic said more than 80,000 angels. More than 80,000. So he said, if I pray once, so why did all those guys not walk? Jesus didn't pray. So what is happening? I'd like you to picture it around you. Where you are standing in the whole thing going on in your family, there are angelic beings wishing and hoping that you can hold on in prayer. Because the more you hold on in prayer, the more you engage angels to walk. Are you what I'm talking about? As you are praying, why did my prayer to walk? They are hearkening to the voice of the word of God. They are listening to what you are saying in prayer. In Daniel's own case, he stayed there for 21 days. Praying over the same matter. And you notice throughout the 21 days, there were angelic beings walking. Prince of Persia arose in those 21 days. His prayer was so much that you notice the angel talking to Daniel was not the angel that fought Prince of Persia. It was Michael that fought Prince of Persia. Because his prayer went to call down Michael from wherever to come and deal with that matter. Why did other angels kept attending to that matter of setting the Jews free? I feel like I'm talking about friends. And so you notice that's why in prayer you don't stop. And this is why I want to please encourage and let you know this. Whenever you are praying, because there are some of you that have prayed a few times for your family and you pray and then you stop. That's very terrible. One lie the devil tells you is that, you know, you've been praying about this and yes, nothing has happened. Whenever anybody talks like that around me, I just know he lacks revelation. Revelation will tell you that there is no way you will pray and nothing will happen. It's not possible. Once you've started praying in the spirit, things are moving around in the spirit. Things have been there. That's why you don't stop. Because when you stop, because again, he says, why can't God walk? Why is he waiting for me to pray? He should be doing his own thing, Job. Does he need me? He needs your cooperation. So that tomorrow you won't say God is a bully. If God wants to bless you, you have to say, I accept the blessing. Or you reject it. That's what you won't say, I didn't want this promotion. No, that God forced it on me. Glory to God. So there is need for that cooperation. So when there are angelic beings around, you get to the place of prayer, you stay and you hold on in prayer, and if things are not going well in your family, what I'm sharing with you is how to deal with it. Because as things are going wrong around your home, there are angelic forces, angelic beings who have been given a charge over your household, who are actually ready and willing to attend to you. And they're just banking on one thing, that you will pray. Are you following me this evening? They're just banking on one thing, that you will pray. They're hoping, trusting, believing that somehow you will open your mouth and pray and not stop, because they want to walk. That's why I want to say to you, you know, we are going to pray for families today. And one of the things I say this, I want to say it again today. Please, no matter how much knowledge you have, one thing you should never do is to live in denial. I know a lot of people are caught up in all this new creation, great stuff. I'm a new creation guy. Call me a grace preacher if you wish. You understand? Call me a word of faith man if you wish. But then, word of faith, grace, whatever it is, does not deny reality. You understand that yesterday? Faith is not to deny reality. If you are in a family, or if someone is actually sick, he's crippled. Okay? Now, faith does not say, well, as far as I'm concerned, you are not crippled. That's not faith. The guy cannot walk. You get the point? Tomorrow I'm going to say a few things about confession and declaring God's word in relation to this angelic stuff. There are things you do with confession. There are things you do with prayer. There are situations that demand that you begin to pray and not begin to deny. You get the point? Except you've now prayed and you got a word from God contrary to the situation, you can now hold on to that word and begin to speak that word. Faith doesn't deny. Faith doesn't say, well, as far as I'm concerned, I have a job. But you don't have a job. You've not realized. And your rent is approaching. And faith doesn't deny. Faith doesn't say, well, I don't pray this kind of prayer as you guys pray. I have a job. As far as I'm concerned, I'm working. You are not working. Except maybe you went to prayer and God told you, I've given you your job. You cannot begin to say, well, I know that my job is here. You are actually speaking faith. We don't deny. I'm saying this because there are many people, you know, that struggle. I saw a guy on Facebook, grace guy, new creation guy. He's a guy I know very well, and his life is retrogressing. I've had to pray for that guy a few times in my prayer time. Not long time. Well, I don't know him very well. Just short time, I just say, ah, God, please help this person. You know that kind of. And I saw him on Facebook saying, there is nothing like satanic attack. There is nothing like causes. There is nothing like evil power hindering anybody. We are all free in Christ. Now I wanted to comment and say, sir, something is happening to you. You are just living in denial. And can I say this to you? Anything that makes you feel there are no satanic powers is the satanic power. It is the devil that wants to make you believe there is no devil, so that you will leave him alone. Because again, remember I said, he is banking on the fact that you will not pray. He is banking on the fact that you will not act. He is banking on the fact that you leave him alone. So all this thing about all these satanic powers, I don't believe in it, is actually a strong satanic force over your life. The fact that you don't believe that there are demons means that you're under demonic bondage already. That's why you don't believe. Friends, this is not to exalt the devil, because again, he's a defeated foe. That's why we fight from a point of victory. But it's not to live in denial. Because the devil is defeated, but he's still wielding his influence over a lot of places. And if you let him around your family, he will do stuff there. I'm just trying to let you see how not to let him. I get the point. I gave an example. All this talk about if you're a spiritual man, you know, in the new creation man, you're the house of God, Satan cannot near you. That deceiving you, that whining you, Satan will near you. Ah, I'm telling you. If you let the devil, he will not stop. Jesus prayed and fasted for 40 days. On the last day of the fast, that is the height of spiritual power, when he's burning and smoking fire, Satan came and tempted him, the last day of the fast. You're not even afraid. Not only is he Jesus, he's the Messiah, and then he fasted for 40 days. That was the day he came and said, if you are the Son of Man, turn stone to bread. And that's what I'm going to say to somebody. I don't know why God is bringing this to my heart. The fact that you are passing through tough times is not any proof they are not at peace with God. Let the devil not make you feel well if you're actually serving God as though you're serving. Where are things going wrong for you? Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's not a proof of spiritual maturity. Because Jesus fasted and prayed, Satan still came. How did Satan stop tempting him? What was the last thing Jesus said to Satan? His temptation. Get thee behind me, Satan. He left. That's how, if you don't let him, he will bring the first temptation. The fifth one. The sixth one. The seventh one. So you send him packing. We're going to do that today. Amen? You're going to send him packing from your affairs, from your family, from your life. It's not to deny. There are things that don't go well. In fact, there are satanic patterns. There are satanic cycles. This is not the time to argue whether there are ancestral causes or there are no ancestral causes. Just know that some people are suffering under ancestral cause. With all the arguments you are making, there are things you see, you can't deny that there is something connected. Are you getting the point? You can't deny. And the sister the Lord said I should pray for today. You know, she knows herself once I talk about her now. The Lord said I should pray for her. She sent me a testimony yesterday, and that testimony, there was something she said. And when I saw that testimony, the Lord said, this is not yet a testimony. This is not complete. There is still work that has to be done. And this lady talking to me had buried 7 family members in 1 lifetime. 7. And yet, not up to 23 or 24. Something is wrong now. Speak your grammar. Give your Greek word. When you finish, something is wrong. Are you know what I'm talking about? You know, that's where somebody, people can die. I've gone to such families to the point that when people down die, there is no more strength to cry. And these are not the things you look at as a pastor. And you are saying, well, there is no devil. There is actually. Just that thing is going wrong in that family because nobody has dared to face the devil. He's a defeated foe. But he doesn't stop until you tell him to stop. He's a trespasser. You know him now. He's a bully. He gets into where you don't ask him to come. He doesn't look for permission. It's not like God. The way God is, God just minds his business. He's at the door of your heart knocking. If you open, he will come in. No. The devil is a bully. He push. If you just leave your door open, he will walk in. Jesus said, when you drive out a devil, the devil is going to come back with 7 more powerful spirits. When they come and they find their house clean, they will come and stay back. Are you know what I'm talking about? And so when there are such things in your home, what do? You stand? Some of you have noticed some of those things around your home. You've noticed, for instance, one of these Lord said we should do, we're going to pray about very soon, is satanic leads, satanic risk, as in hindrance, where everybody operates at the same level. Everybody. And you can never go over it. Some other places you get to, you see things like, and because we are still talking about angelic ministry today, I'm telling you, I just are waiting to walk. You see things like people climb, become great, and become small again. So they become great in their lifetime, but they never end up great. That too is a problem. I get what I'm saying. That too is a problem. And many of you that need to pray some kind of prayers today, you know that people have seen that. They eventually get the good things of life, but that's after a very major delay. You know what I'm saying? They will eventually get a job, but that's after 15 years. They will eventually get married, but that's after 30 years. They will eventually have a child, that's after 37 years. They will eventually... Are you going to... Now, that's so much delay now. That's not the plan of God for your life. I'm trying to make you conscious. Of course, let me issue a warning before we start praying. There are unscriptural ways of handling these matters. One of those unscriptural ways, for instance, is superstition. Because again, I want to make a correction. I'm talking about satanic whatever. Let me say this. People can be superstitious so much so that they believe that anything happening around them is the devil. A bat is flying. Hey, they came from my village. Bats fly at night. Are you aware? That's the only time they see. So they are not witches. But can a bat be witchcraft? You get the point? Now, but don't be superstitious. All of this, I saw snake, I saw rats. Try rat poison. Don't be superstitious. Are you what I'm talking about? You wrote an exam, you didn't read well, you failed. You say, my father. It's not an ancestral power. I think the ancestral cause there is that in making you not to read. Because you didn't read, you failed the exam. So don't be superstitious. That's what I'm trying to say. Because again, superstition is also another sign that you're under the bondage of the devil. Because he has tried to convince you that everything happening in your life that he's doing it. Think about that. So you just become so conscious of the devil, so conscious of his activity. Hey, it's like the devil is here. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying actually this evening is that there's something going on around your family and you've gone to the place of prayer. And in the place of prayer, God has highlighted that into you in your spirit that this is actually an activity of the devil. Then you now face it and fight it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying you should look out for anything. Oh, you applied for a job, you didn't get to say it's the devil is pushing me. Maybe you've not written your CV well. So can you call someone to review your CV for you? I guess what I'm talking about here. Maybe. So we've not had a child for 3 years. Have you seen a doctor? What if there is a health condition? What if there is no health condition? Both of you are the weapons fashioned against each other. A man is always traveling. Every time he's approaching the wife's ovulation, boom, he travels. 16 years, you will not have a child. So some things are not always devils. People in the medical field will tell you what I'm saying. Look at me anyhow. I know what I'm saying. Don't worry. Everything is not a devil. Because some of this, you're on the road. How do you know that? Before we can now know that it's a problem, you guys have been together for 3 years. Unbroken ministry. Again, my unbroken, sustained ministry in those 3 years. We now know that there is a problem. Are you following me? So don't be superstitious. Because again, if you become superstitious, Satan will just take advantage of that superstition and now begin to throw thoughts that don't even matter into your mind. Oh, can't you see how you are living yesterday and you hit your left leg on a stone? Oh, yeah, now. Can't you see that yesterday, while you were trying to sleep, you thought, you know, this superstition is a very bad thing. How many of you, if when you are young, there's a place that you hang clothes inside your room, and every night you see, once they put off the light, you see somebody there? Did it happen to you? Once they turn off the lights in your room, that there's always this seat that they used to keep clothes. And it's like one guy is sitting there staring. My God. How you know that there is nothing there is when you put on the light. That's all kind of superstition. You say, sir, every time I want to sleep, there is somebody standing there. Once I put on light, it disappears. No, sir. I tell you what to do next time. When the person is there, don't put on light. Just walk up to him and touch his clothes. So don't be superstitious. Because that's what they don't see in many places. And because pastors, again, false prophets, feast on your superstition. Yeah. Because when you're superstitious, you always believe something is wrong with you. You get the point? Have you observed that almost every woman that loses her husband believes they killed her husband in Africa? Say amen. I'm not saying that I did not kill, but is there anybody you know that lost the husband in Africa and was not killed and agreed? You have to really be very sure. Because sometimes it is not so. Sometimes it can be so. Sometimes it's, I know what I'm talking about here. Sometimes it can be so. Sometimes it is not. Because when the devil puts that picture in your mind, you believe, oh, they've killed my husband. You see, the fear that those women begin to live with, the fear that anger. I lost my dad early, so I know what I'm saying. And trust me, we believe they killed him. Now we don't, you get the point. And people began to see different dreams of how he was poisoned. All of those things just kept coming. But I can tell you, half of those things were sponsored by superstition. Sometimes in Africa, we die young because sometimes of the lifestyle we chose when we were younger. Sometimes you guys have to just leave all the superstitious things. Somebody starts from 15 years, begins to smoke, smoking everything, damaging his lungs and everything in him. And as for something, he dies. You say they killed him. No. Nobody killed him. He committed suicide. He killed himself over time. Did you get what I'm saying? Because again, the devil can make you. And once he puts that thought in your mind, they've killed your husband or they've killed your elder brother. Somehow in your heart, you're expecting who is next. I feel what I'm talking about. Who is next? Now, if there was a case where your brother or somebody was killed, you're a believer. God will light it upon your spirit. He will let you know and show you what to do to be careful. Amen. I'll show you what to do to be careful. Glory to God. But then to come under this tension of feeling, oh, they're pursuing us. Don't always be under that they're pursuing you thing. If they're pursuing you, God will tell you. And God will not tell you without telling you what to do about it. If he tells you, he will tell you what to do. So please, no room for superstition. You get the point? No room for superstition. A husband and wife, they're having issues. And you believe that they're manipulating us from somewhere. Have you guys sat down to talk? Do you guys have time to communicate? Shut down all your businesses and go on vacation for 1 week. Come back and see if they'll be pursuing people. You guys will talk, sort out the issues and have good... I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes there's nobody pursuing nobody. So I'm trying to deliver from superstition because that's... Some of you are here now. As I was talking about that, you are tracing all the issues in your life and tracing it to satanic force. No, maybe not. Say amen. Because God will not help you where there is nothing to help you about. Some of you are just praying, Father, hell, these devils in my house. Angels are looking at each other saying, what devil is he praying against? Because there is actually no problem. Now, the extreme of what I'm saying is now the other part, denial. There are people that are in the other extreme who say things like, there is one extreme of everything is devil, superstition. That's another extreme of nothing that happened. All these devils, don't believe all these devils. People are saying, nobody can, as you're looking at me, nobody can kill me. And I know myself, you will die. They will take you out very soon. Don't be at that extreme. Don't do that. I feel I'm talking about friends. So where are you going to be? If there's a situation, find out. Pray. Father, look at what is happening. I've applied for a job 3 times. I didn't get it. He can tell you, talk to this brother about it. He can tell you, just hold on. The job is going to come. You get the point? He can tell you, acquire another degree. He can also tell you, there is something working against you and your progress. Are you what I'm talking about? So don't get superstitious about these things. And don't still get to the other extreme. So that you will not be a lazy person who is complaining about not making progress. Lazy people don't make progress. It's not the devil. Praise God. So that unscriptural means, one of them is superstition. Another unscriptural means I want to talk about today, all this, let me use the word rituals that people do in the name of dealing with satanic powers. Even the rituals they do inside church. So, you know, because we're talking about the joke killers who are coming out now. Somebody said, sir, you are doing family deliverance today. You didn't tell us to bring oil. You didn't tell us to bring stone. You didn't tell us to bring cane. Do you know those kind of things? Huh? Have you come for anyone? They say you should bring sand, cane, bottle, egg. So I told my wife, I think what we should have done is stop somewhere along the road, buy like 4 cartons of oil and tell all of you to buy it. 5K, everybody. If we say 100, vacation straight. Say, babe, I'm taking you out tonight. No. I get what I'm talking about. Now, we don't, all of those things, remember again I said, angels respond to the voice of the word of God. Pray! Angels don't respond to oil. fly break egg. Should have fried it. I get what I'm saying. Because all those things that, you know why preachers do all those drama with you? Because somehow in your mind, that is the one you believe. You know, Africans, we are just coming out from traditional religion. So it's still in a part of our brain that until we do something, nothing is working. So if I want to tell you that I want to deal with the demon of death from your home. I know I can simply come and say, you foul devil of death, out of this home in the name of Jesus. And then he goes. But I know you're not going to believe me. So I say, you guys should buy 14 brooms. I buy the broom. I say, now, as you are speaking in tongues, be sweeping. As you are sweeping, you are sweeping out that. Somehow, you're just going to believe that one day more. You know what the problem? You're not different from a native doctor. Babala wants you to. The name of Jesus is enough. Prayer is enough. When you pray, you find once you begin to pray that angels will go to work. So all those scriptural things of bring this, bring stone, bring this, keep. I don't have time to get into the Bible. Don't even play that card of their prophetic actions. Don't do that. Don't try it. Prophetic action that you are selling. Prophetic action, you are selling it. You are selling coconuts. You are selling oil. You are selling book. You are selling beans. You are selling different things. Market woman. That's not, no. Your church don't supermarket. Don't do that. That's not prophetic action. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's not. So that as I break this egg, let the yolk be broken. Mm-mm. Oh, egg has yolk, right? There's no need. Why not just say in the name of, because I saw something online. Now, if what I'm going to talk about now affects you, maybe you know that ministry. I have nothing against that ministry. I don't even know them, but I saw it online. I didn't like it. I think it's a perversion. Where they made, I don't know whether they bought or they provided or people bought all these earthen pots. You know earthen pots, all these pots. And they said, in that place, they used to give people okite. I'll give you spiritual Holy Ghost okite. And they were giving people pots. And you see these women, all these boys carrying it. We all want to worship idol. That's our problem. All of us want to worship idol. I think that's the problem. There is still idol worship somewhere in our mind. I know what I'm talking about. Somewhere in our mind. So instead of going to Babalas Gate, okay, I can arrange one for you in the name of the Lord. So an okite in Jesus' name. Sometimes as a pastor, before you get angry with me, when you want to do these things, imagine Paul giving okite to somebody. Look, if you just play that picture in your mind, you imagine Paul the apostle writing to Galatian church. Say, as I wrote to you in the previous letter, I sent some pots alongside Timothy. Please, each family should receive their own pots. No, sir. That's not how to deal with family problems. Pray, angels will go to work. I get what I'm saying. Pray and angels will go to work. Every time I imagine it in my mind, I laugh in my room later. Paul is saying, I look forward to visiting you. Provide 10 pigeons. Imagine that. That's why again I'm going to say, no Bible for yourself. And the church you attend should not be all this I receive church. Go to where they teach you Bible. Here we teach Bible. But we don't downplay power too. So there is a proper balance. I get the point. Because where you don't teach people and you release power, you are setting up that place to become a center of manipulation. Because where there is no teaching and there is power, you can tell people anything and they believe. You know it's true. If somebody dies here now and I raise the person from the dead, anything I say. I've been in a meeting and they sold stone. I talk about it all the time because I've never seen that. Big stones, like 12, poured oil on it. Say Jacob used a stone for pillow in Bethel. Poured oil on it and sold it. Some of them, 500K. Stone. Say, carry it again, keep in your house. And the Lord will tabernacle in your house. I'm telling you reality. And you think it didn't sell. On this, people are buying. And they went to get more stones. And you know some of these crazy things. All in the name of looking for solution. I understand you are passing through something. I'm not denying what you are passing. I'm only saying get the real help. Warning, please. Caution is, if you use all those means, sometimes you invoke foul spirits. And like I told you yesterday, a Satan cannot fight another Satan. Bible tells us a house divided against itself shall not stand. So there is no way. That's why you something is pursuing your family and you go and meet another native doctor. He can never help you. He can give you something that will make the thing go away. I told you, you know what they've done? They've appeased the other demon. Demons don't fight themselves. They appease each other. So bring 5 cows to appease. That's what they even tell you. You don't think. They say, the spirit of your father, they're angry with you. Bring 2 goats to appease them. So it's just to appease them. It will not be long. They'll want you to appease them again. And you keep doing that. He says, if it's appeased, I can be appeasing. Okay. I hope your kids will keep appeasing. Because for any of them that stops doing all of those things, they have to fight back for a second. And devil doesn't fight fair. Are you blessed? Let me show you a scripture that the Lord said we're going to pray with. Zechariah chapter 1. Glory to God. So angels are working for you. You don't need all this drama. You don't need to do this. Now, can God ever tell you to maybe lay hands on the ground and pray? Yes. Can God ever tell you to talk? Yes, he can. I get what I'm saying? Yes, sometimes. After all, Jesus makes sand to pray for someone. But you know why there's a problem? When that becomes a pattern in that ministry, something is wrong. Jesus did not start a sand and spit mixing ministry. Are you feel what I'm saying? So be careful. Zechariah 1. Let me see if we can pray from here. Verse 18. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw and behold 4 horns. Our families will be fine. Your family is going to be fine. Okay? God is going to intervene. 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 The hand of God will come upon you mightily and things will be fixed. Those burdens in your heart, the Lord will attend to them. As we are standing in this meeting, angels are positioned and willing to act on the things that have bothered you, on the things that have ravaged and terrorized your home, on the things that have terrorized your family, the things that have made you guys cry and made you guys feel ashamed. God is going to intervene. You will testify. Many of you, the Lord is saying to you, I will start with you and I will spread it to your entire household. I will start the change with you and then it will get to every other person. So you begin to see that progress. But there are some persons here, the Lord is saying to you, I know your family may not respond to everything I'm going to tell them to do. He said, that's why I'm going to start with you and now set you up as an example and you can now lead them out of that Egypt. He said, I will start with you. I will start with you. Help is coming. Help has come. Help us, God. I lifted up my eyes and I saw and behold 4 horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. So there are such things in the spirit. Horns that have scattered these 3 nations. And the Lord showed me 4 carpenters. These are now angelic beings. So there were 4 horns, there were 4 carpenters. Then said I, what come this to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head. There are such things that scatter families that nobody can lift up their head. I get what I'm saying. There are things that make families very timid and they cannot engage in battles. That just everybody just frustrated. Everybody just sometimes you say we're at the same level and they are relaxed and they are fine. He said, it has measured nobody little heads. But look at what he said. But these are come to free them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah. Put up like NLT of this verse. Let's look at it. NLT. You live in translation. What are these men coming to do? I asked. The angel replied, these four horns, these nations scattered and humbled Judah. Now these blacksmiths have come to terrify those nations and to throw them down and destroy them. Proverbs Amplified Classic. They said, what are these horns and smiths coming to do? And he said, these are the horns of powers that scattered Judah so that no man lifted up his head. But these smiths or workmen have come to terrorize them and cause them to be panic stricken, to cast out the horns or powers of the nations who lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. So Judah was being messed up. Because you have to understand how the realm of the spirit works. And there were four carpenters, these were angelic beings, who had come to scatter those horns. Those horns in that prophecy presented nations dealing with Judah. Now, does it mean that Israel didn't go to battle physically? They went. But already in the spirit, there were already four men that came to attend to help in that battle. So when they were fighting the physical, there were four men fighting the spirit. It's what I'm talking about here. So that when you begin to pray, don't ever think you're just alone. So there was battle in the physical that eventually delivered Israel from the Gentiles and all of that. But in the spirit, there were four carpenters. So in the realm of the spirit, those other nations appeared like four horns. And the angels showed up like four carpenters. God will send his angels for you. He said he has given his angels charge over you. So we're going to engage the ministry of angels this evening. Amen. Glory to God. Put up a message of that verse. I asked, what are these all about? Continue. He said, since the horns scattered Judah so badly that no one had any hope left. Glory to God. These blacksmiths have arrived to combat the horns. They would dehorn the godless nations who use their horns to scatter Judah to the four winds. Glory to God. So there are forces that scatter nations, that scatter families, to make sure that nobody lifts their head in the home. So what will God do? God will send a host against them. So this is not an evening to cry. It's an evening to pray. Real warfare prayers. We're going to have 10 minutes or more. And I'm not going to interrupt the prayer. In the course of the prayer, some of you, God will open your eyes. Let me share a story with you. Some years ago, when I'm talking about family backs, I know what I'm saying. Some years ago, I was in a meeting. I wasn't the preacher. I was a young Christian. And we were praying, and the Lord opened my eyes. And I went, that's why when people talk about ancestral curses, I know what I'm saying. I went back in time over my own family. I saw cases of death, cases of murder, cases of some terrible things where people were even buried alive. And I asked questions when I got up. I asked my mom and said, well, you can ask yourself. I went, I asked a few persons, and they confirmed that those such things were happening back in the days. And then that brought a big cycle of untimely death in that house. I feel what I'm talking about. So this, some of you, as we pray tonight, God is going to open your eyes to see. But remember, he never shows you without giving you a solution. Some of you, the things that has lighted upon your spirit to pray and deal with in your home, you're going to pray. Some of you, it may not be your extended family, it might just be your nuclear family that you need to pray about. On Friday, on Saturday rather, we are praying for people who we are. You might need to repeat that prayer. If there is someone in the family that has been called the black sheep of the family, everybody is just hoping he changes.
or he's messing things up.
You got to pray. All I'm saying is that this evening, there are angelic beings that want to go to war. And they are hearkening for the voice of the word of God. They want you to say something. Say something in agreement with God's word. Say something in alliance to God's word. Once you say something in agreement to God's word in your prayer, you will see battle will begin. I've asked the Lord that this will not just be another meeting. That this one will be the one that you will refer to. And so we're going to pray this evening. With all the faith in your heart and all the belief in your spirit, lift your voice. Whatever it is that has ravaged your family, that has humiliated you, your family and everyone, this is the time to pray. If you have your family members here, if you have somebody, your wife, your brother or sister, locate each other, hold your hands together. If there's nothing like that, just pray on your own. Families hold themselves. Brothers hold themselves. If you're alone here, it's still okay. But I'd like you to pray with every kind of intensity, knowing that something is about to change. 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 So I'm not going to stop you online, on ground. I'm not going to stop you. Just lift your voice and pray with every energy, every intensity. Let me hear you pray that prayer, whatever. If there is one particular thing you guys are praying about as you're holding your hands, both of you should discuss it. If there's a particular thing you are praying about, tell your brother, let's deal with this matter. Tell us, let's deal with this matter. So that it will be oneness of faith. So I can be praying in agreement. Take note of what you are dealing with this evening. Take note of it. Take note of it. Take note of what they are dealing with. Discuss with your brother, discuss with your sister. What are we praying about? What is the matter we are dealing with? What is the matter we are insisting on to see change? So that when the change comes, we know that it was in this meeting that the prayer was answered. Pray and pray and pray. Deal with that issue. Get to the root of the matter. Trust God to arise. Trust the Lord of hosts to intervene. That in which has placed a limitation on your household, remove that limitation. Remove that lead. Remove that lead. These sons that have scattered Judah, that no one ever lifted their head, remove it. These things that war against happy marriages in your family, deal with it. This thing that stops marriages from breaking through your family, deal with it. Deal with it. That stops men from making progress, deal with it. That thing that has occasioned an untimely death in your household, deal with it. Deal with that situation. Take your stand against that gate of hell. Frustrate that stuff. Bring it to naught. Have your victory. That stuff that causes delay in your household, that causes delay, that people have to sweat and sweat and waste time before they get what they're looking for. Deal with that matter. Fight, child of God, fight. Contend. You are fighting from a place of victory. You are fighting from a place of victory. And you are not alone. Pay attention to the things that God will bring to your spirit, because he will be talking to you. The instructions he will give you, because he will be talking to you. There are families here that have known better days. You've known better days. You look back to those times when things were fine. That will no longer be the case. That will no longer be the case. Stand on your guard and deal with these matters. Shamaladega. Pray, brother, pray, sister. Pray. Your children shall not be wasted upon the earth. Your seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Father, pray. Mother, pray. Interventions. 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 Mandala bareke teteyash. Zuzu meleta. Handia madia mandia bretega la brandeyash. Sobeleke rebetele baraba baba 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 shumeteya. That it has kept you at a spot. And you keep going round and round in circles. Cut that it off. That thing that terrorized your father and brought him to a stop. Stop that stuff. Shut it down. Shut it down. When the Lord leads us like this, we follow him. Pray that prayer. When he leads us like this, we follow him. Interventions. God is opening your eyes. He's dropping thoughts in your spirit. He's dropping thoughts in your spirit. Not better than another person. Pray, you will not better than another person. Pray, you will not better than another person. No untimely death. Set a benchmark. If they're not up to 70, they're not going. If they're not up to 75, they're not going. Set that benchmark in the spirit. If they're not up to 80, they're not going. Set that benchmark. Confront that stuff. Confront that stuff. Are the horns that have scattered Judah, that no man lifted up his head. But these carpenters have come to fray them, to cause them to come to nothing. Ayade Karadash.
what you are dealing with. You know what you are dealing with. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Until you get that note of victory in your spirit. Until you get that victory note in your spirit. Until you sense that victory rise. Open. Consciousness is rising in your spirit. You will see what has held you down. You will see what has caused that limitation. You will see what has caused that setback. There is revelation coming. Mighty sight. Sight by God's Spirit. Sight by God's Spirit. Some of you, that is not ancestral force, but in recent times you began to feel that there is a strange spirit working in your home. You began to feel that a strange spirit has entered your household. Eject that spirit. Eject that fire, that force. Because if you let the devil, he will never stop. You began to feel that a strange spirit has entered your home. These are the horns that have scattered Judah. Hey! Just pray. I will start singing. Don't sing with me. Don't stop praying. Just pray. Behold the King of Glory on the throne, on the throne. And just bowing now.
On the throne, on the throne.
angels bowing down,
crying, holy, holy, holy.
At the feet of the Master. You have 3 more minutes. Take it. You have 3 more minutes. Take it and pray. Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Shabbat. Just keep praying. There are some of you, Holy Spirit, there are some of you, the picture the Lord showed you in your spirit even before now. Now please, this is not for everybody. The picture the Lord showed you in your spirit before now is, let your pastor lay hands on you. There are some of you, that picture the Lord showed you in your spirit before now, you prayed and the Lord said, tell your pastor to lay hands on you and declare over that matter. If you're in that category now, I'm not saying anybody should come for laying offense. If you come, it's going to be useless. This is specifically for these people. If you're in that category, please come. This is not everybody. If you're in that category in any center, please get to the altar of that center to the stage and kneel down. The pastors there will follow my instructions and I'll tell them what to do. So in any center, follow the same thing. You pray that the Lord should you let your pastor lay hands on you over this matter. Not like God is telling you now, he's always been there. God put that in your heart all the while, that once he does that, things are going to be fixed. So I'm just going to do what I saw in the spirit. To an end, you foul siege now. Yes, the end has come. Break free from that in the name of Jesus. The end has come. Break free from that. Break free. Break free. The end has come. Break free. Break free. Break free. The end has come, says the Lord. Break free from that stuff. The end has come. The end has come. The end has come. Break free. Break free. The end has come. Break free from that stuff. What followed your family will not find its place in your life. Not you. Yes. Break free. The end has come. Break free. Have the victory. Yes. The pattern ends with you. It ends with you. It ends with you. Not again. Shamalata. Break free. Break free. Pastors in centers, places on these people, say the same words I'm saying. The end has come. Pastors in centers, there are people in front. Put your hands on them. Coordinators in those centers, put hands on them. Let them go free. The end has come. Break free now. The end has come. Out. Break free now. Break free. The end has come. The end has come. Break free. Light has come. Break free now. The end has come. Light has come. Break free. Break free. Enjoy the victory. Break free. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Every word spoken in faith already. We say amen to them. You are breaking free now. We bring
to an end satanic cycles and patterns. Satanic cycles and patterns. We bring them to an end now. The foul, thank you, Holy Ghost. The foul oppression of demonic forces around your home. We bring them to an end. Lawful captivities, we bring them to an end. I mean, the thing is happening, but it was your fault. It was something you did. We bring and we plead the mercy of God. Let God's mercy intervene. Let God's mercy intervene. In the name of Jesus. Break free now. Delays come to an end now. Delays come to an end now. That stuff that causes men to rise and cause them to fall back, that thing has come to an end now. In the name of Jesus. The siege of death is broken. Blessing come. The siege of death is broken. The siege of death is broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. And every other person here struggling with cases of untimely death, that siege is frustrated now. That siege is broken now. In the name of Jesus, we declare, live and not die. Live and not die. Experience the breakthrough. Listen, every satanic voice that is laying claim of anyone in your home, we shut down those voices. We shut down those voices. That satanic voice claiming people here, we shut down those voices. In the name of Jesus. That stuff that has made you unfavorable, I heard that. That when they want to choose, they are going to avoid you, and there has been like that around your home. That stuff is broken now. From now, begin to enjoy the favor of God. Be distinguished by favor. Be distinguished by favor. Be distinguished by favor. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said, I should say, things that have caused shame to this family, that shame is ended now. Things that have made people laugh at your home, please take note of what I'm saying, because the mark of a prophet is that everything he says will come to pass. So please mark what I'm saying. Between now and December, that stuff that has caused shame in your household will no longer exist in the name of Jesus. That building project that has brought shame to your household will be fixed in the name of Jesus between now and December. That guy, that brother, that sister, that his lifestyle has been causing you people shame, the Lord is going to intervene between now and December, and there is going to be help in the name of Jesus. That brother, that sister, you guys are not proud of. He has become a thing of shame to the family. But the Lord said, the Lord will arise as the mighty, terrible one. And he's fixing that matter. That which brought shame will no longer exist. You go for a particular thing, and then it doesn't work. But that thing has come to an end. And it will start with the person in your household now. Who is seeking admission? That person seeking, I'm talking to somebody. That person, because even like that, your family, you guys go for things, it doesn't ever come, it takes forever. That person seeking admission in your household, by this month, we are stepping into tomorrow, by October, before the end of October, you will have his admission letter in your hands. And that will be a sign to you people that something has started. In the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you for strength. Strength to carry out all the instructions you received in your spirit this evening. Yeah, because the message is God put in your heart. Strength to carry them out. Jesus Christ, thank you. I want to pray that prayer again. Whatever that is laying claim on anybody in your house, we frustrate that power. We end that voice. You notice that recently your brothers or your sisters, who used to be very good and proper and even loving God, suddenly it's like something has dropped into their head. Everybody just misbehaving. And it's just like, it looks like you're wondering what happened. There is a voice that is laying claim on those lives. But now we recover. We declare divine recovery in the name of Jesus. Confirm the words of your servant, Lord. Let no word return void. In the name of Jesus. Answers have come. Everyone here trusting the Lord for a breakthrough in finances. May the God that called me and sent me give you a testimony between now and December. May the God that sent me show you that he sent me by giving you a testimony between now and December. In the name of Jesus. Let jobs begin to flow. Let doors begin to open. Let contracts begin to get sealed. Let opportunities come to meet you in your room. Let opportunities come to you in your room. Let favors begin to flow. In the name of Jesus. The kings of the nations will attend to you. This word is not for everybody. It's for someone. The kings of the nations will attend to you. What, let me tell you what that word means. And you will testify about this. The business, you are running a business. You will begin to get some kind of clients who have the funds. Now you'll be having clients, but now I see clients that are prominent in society and are going to begin to come to you now. They'll begin to come to you now. They begin to come to you now. They begin to come to you now. They begin to come to you now. You see, Brochim, I heard your name mentioned. I heard your name mentioned. I heard your name mentioned. Yes, yes, you. I heard your name mentioned somewhere in a good meeting. And they've been deliberating on this particular thing. I heard your name mentioned. And God will prove to you that he sent me. Yes, you know it, but he's going to show you again. I heard your name mentioned in that meeting. And it's something big. And it's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. Whatever you are waiting for has just arrived. May God bring those things quickly now. Angels have gone to work and they are bringing those things your way. Your expectations for today, God just delivered them to you now. So if you believe that, can we rejoice a little in this place? This is... to God. There are many things that I really want to do, but I don't think I have all the time. There are many things I want to, maybe I want to make my word of knowledge, but I don't think I have the time. And we really don't have the time. But God has heard you. And the things he has put in my heart to pray for you about, he has answered them. There's no point. I won't have to call you out, but he has answered them. In the name of Jesus. He has answered them. The families that are going through, you know, there is this particular chain of, I'm talking about one sickness, and every time in your home, one person or the other struggling with one sickness or the other, it's been like that in your home. That chain of sicknesses have come to an end now. It has come to an end now. It has come to an end now. It has come to an end now. But I'm seeing the family going through some sicknesses. The problem is, medically speaking, this sickness is not hereditary. What I'm saying in the spirit, it's not hereditary. I don't know who I'm talking to about this now. Please come. If you're like that, come. It's not hereditary, but it's just around that home. It's not like it can be passed from person to person, but it comes on the first, it comes on the second, and just it keeps going like that. Now, this is why I tell you, there are things that happen. If it is hereditary, you will say, oh, well, this person gave birth. I know what I'm talking about. But it's not hereditary. And in the name of Jesus, we're bringing that stuff to an end now. Freedom has come for your home. Freedom has come for your home. Deliverance has come for your home. In the name of Jesus. Healing has come for your home. But this is not just healing. God is arising. In the name of Jesus. And we cut this off from the root. And whatever it represents, is coming to an end this moment in the name of Jesus. We got off this matter from the root. And this is part of what you are praying about today. And God is attending to it right now. That will not arise again. It is coming to an end. And it will begin by healings that will come upon these ones that are suffering this sickness now. You will pray for them as God will lead you. And answers will begin to come. But it will not just be healing. It will be that God has ended that cycle forever. Yes. Healings have come. Help has come. Interventions of God has come. In the name of Jesus.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.